The Barbadian model of a social partnership agreement has gained recognition by governments and development agencies, regionally and internationally. Former Prime Minister of Barbados, Owen Arthur, sat down with Ian Boyne to discuss the issue of social partnership and its importance to economic development. We now hear excerpts of that interview.
You know, the Caribbean can benefit greatly from devising an approach to its governance and its development, rather than having the key entities in our society involved continuously in a tug of war. But from time to time, they're simply pulling together on the same rope in the same direction. In a very small society, there will be always a few key things which, if done properly, will make a difference to that country's development.
And which we all can agree on.
And that you can work towards agreeing on it, even if you have a difference of opinion to begin with, or even have to represent different interests. But there must be some things in a society that if you were to come together and agree that this must be done, and all agree to do it, a society can make more rapid progress than if it feels it has to be divided on everything. Now, it does not stop people in different parts of the society, whether the private sector, from having different interests or pursuing those interests. It simply means that there will be some points at which those interests cross-cut and coincide. And it is important that you should devise a form of governance that would enable you to find the common ground where common ground exists and use that common ground to build a strong edifice to support national development. And that's what the social partnership is about. Yes. It does not stop the government from being involved or responsible for public policy. It does not stop the private sector from being involved in production of goods and services and trying to maximize their profits. It does not stop the labor movement from having to represent the interests of the working workers, nor does it really stop the civil society, because it can also embrace the civil society from being conscientiously concerned with the quality of public goods and the range of things that have to do with the quality of life. But the key is that rather than keep fighting about them, rather than embed tribalism at the center of governance, give peace a chance, give cooperation a chance, and build consensus.
What are some of those key areas, key things you think that we as small societies in the Caribbean, a country like Jamaica, need to agree on, to put above political posturing?
Well, you know, in every small society, stability, whether it is social stability, economic stability, tends to be perhaps the most important asset that we have. And the need to establish stability for development represents itself in so many different areas. Sustained investment also in building the social capacity of the society. Health education is the key. In fact, let me just say that there's no society that has been well educated that has remained poor. There's been no society that has not been properly educated that has ever become prosperous. And sustained investment in those kind of social capacities is something that there should be no doubts about. But it is also important to understand that there will be a few key problems that, if overcome, they make the difference as to whether a country can succeed or fail. And let me give you a pragmatic example. Jamaica's development has been held back by Jamaica's lack of a well-developed energy, indigenous energy sector.
That's right.
It is imposed on Jamaica balance of payments costs.
Absolutely.
And whatever else. And consider the new Jamaica that could evolve if you could come together and overcome that critical problem that has held back Jamaica.
Yes.
That's why I'm so impressed that your social partners have said, the thing must come for us to deal with Jamaican energy independence.
Right. And
in the same way that some countries will recognize the need for food security. In Jamaica's case, I would imagine that everybody would agree. And that's why I speak to the issue of stability. That if all of Jamaica's resources could become available for Jamaica's development, precisely because peace has been established in Jamaica. Stability has been established. And every part of Jamaica is available to Jamaica for its development. I think Jamaica will make such dramatic progress.
Former Prime Minister of Barbados, Owen Arthur, speaking in an interview with Ian Boyne. Join us again next week for more on this discussion.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.